Present the amusingly transcribed Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Certainly a lot of sprucing up going on in the boys' room this afternoon. There's David Nelson in that clean sports shirt and neatly pressed slacks. This must be some occasion. He's industriously polishing his shoes. And there's Ricky Nelson, David's younger brother. He's industriously watching David polish his shoes.
What are you doing, David?
I'm shining my shoes. What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're shining your shoe.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Swell. Now let's go around on the other shoe.
Look, I hate to sound inhospitable, but haven't you got anything better to do than get in my way?
Who's in the way? I'm helping. And stop showing off with those big words.
Well, to help you are. Look how you get shoe polish all over the place.
Okay, if you don't want me to help.
Well, you fellas look pretty busy in here.
Yeah, we're shining David's shoes.
You mean I am? You're just getting in the way.
Don't mind David, Mom. He's just mad at me.
Oh, I'm sure he isn't mad at you.
Sure he is. Because I know why he's getting all shined up.
Does a guy have to have a reason to shine his shoes?
Well, David's just neat, that's all.
He's neat, all right. Neat with the girls.
Who said anything about girls?
You never shine your shoes to take me out, that's for sure.
Okay, if you must know, I have a date. Going roller skating with Marilyn Miller.
Well, that sounds like it ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. When do we leave?
You aren't going, that's for sure.
Don't worry. Who wants to steal his brother's date?
That's a laugh. Marilyn's about twice as big as you are.
That's what I said. Who wants his brother's date to steal him?
That's a nice shine, David.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
It sure seems silly shining your shoes to go roller skating. They'll just get all messed up.
Well, why should they? Your shoes never touch the floor.
Maybe not, but you sure do.
I won't get lost.
I suppose you're a good skater.
I didn't say I was. As a matter of fact, I don't even like roller skating.
Well, then why are you going, David?
Oh, Marilyn likes to skate.
I don't get it. How come you're going if you don't like it?
Just because, that's all.
Just because what?
Look, I got my reasons.
Well, I get it. Where do you go when you pay?
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Pop.
David's going roller skating because he doesn't like it.
What's this?
Well, it's not because David doesn't like skating. It's because Marilyn Miller does.
Oh.
If he didn't like skating so much, we could go someplace else.
Yeah?
If you ask me, David's turned out to be a strange child.
Well, David just has a date with a girl who likes to skate, so he's being nice enough to take her skating.
Well, say, that's a nice shine you have there, David.
Well, thanks, Pa.
Heck, it's not half as shiny as the other one.
Other one? What other one?
The one you're going to get on the seat of your pants.
Look, Ricky, I'm not that bad of a skater.
I don't get the whole deal. Spending good money when you don't even like to skate.
Ricky, it's David's money.
Why didn't he spend it on something worthwhile?
Like what?
Like chocolate sodas.
Marilyn doesn't like chocolate sodas.
So what? I do.
I'm spending it on her, not you.
I'll bet she wouldn't take you to a baseball game if she didn't like baseball.
Look, Ricky, girls don't take boys. I'm taking her skating. She's not taking me.
That's what you think.
Oh, don't be such a dope.
Well, I don't mean to interfere, David, but it does seem you could spend your money on something you'd both enjoy.
Sure, like buying me a chocolate soda.
Maybe you're right, Pa, but it's too late now.
Well, how come?
Well, I already took her skating a couple of times.
Well, maybe that's all the more reason for doing something you like this time.
Golly, skating isn't too bad. In fact, it's kind of fun when they turn on the couples-only sign.
Boy, what a corny operator.
A lot you know about it. Don't you think I'm doing the right thing, Pop?
Well, sure. After all, you're old enough to make up your own mind.
Marilyn Miller's old enough to make up his mind, too.
Of course, later on, you'll find it doesn't always pay to make concessions.
Yes, sir.
Life's a give-and-take proposition, you know.
Yes, sir.
Besides, nobody respects a yes man.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. Sally, I better get going.
Well, it's nothing to worry about, Dave. You go ahead and have a good time.
Well, thanks, Pop. Bye, Mom.
Bye, David.
Well, if nobody else will do it, I guess I'll have to do it.
Do what?
Go buy me a chocolate soda.
Harriet, what do you think about David's date?
Oh, I imagine she's pretty nice.
No, I mean about David's going skating when he doesn't want to. Sounds pretty mammy-pammy, if you ask me.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad.
Well, it's a small thing in itself, but there's a principle involved. And David might go through life doing what he doesn't want to do.
Well, maybe.
I just don't like to see this little girl lead him around by the nose.
Ozzie, she's his date, not his wife. David can take care of himself.
I suppose. But it's still important that he starts out on the right foot.
That's especially important right now.
Well, sure. Well, what do you mean, right now?
Well, if he doesn't, he might take a spill right in the middle of couples only.
You know, Simon, I think you've been associating with Ricky too much.
Well, Mary, come in.
Hello, Harriet.
I haven't seen you in weeks. How's Herb?
Don't mention his name. I'm mad at him.
Well, what's he done now?
Well, take a good look at me. I look like a boiled lobster.
You do look a little sunburned. But what's Herb got to do with it?
Well, we were planning an early vacation this year. I wanted to take a nice trip in the car, and before I realized what was happening, Herb had talked me into letting him buy a sailboat, of all things.
Aren't they pretty expensive?
Well, he only bought a fourth interest in it, but I still think it was a big waste of money.
Couldn't you talk him out of it?
Well, Harriet, let's face it. It's a man's world, and we have to do what our husbands want.
Well, at least you can go sailing on the weekends. Sounds like fun.
Some fun. I spent the first weekend just working on his fourth of the boat, and the next few weekends working on the other three-fourths.
Well, how come?
Well, Herb thinks working on boats is fun, so he volunteered my services.
I guess there is a lot to do around one of those things.
I'll say there is. I've been doing everything. Scraping the bottom, painting the mast, splicing the lines. I've done everything but blow into the sails.
Well, actually, the sailing is fun, isn't it? Maybe even a little romantic.
Oh, sure. There I stood, just like in the movies, my face to the wind and my hair blowing free.
Sounds wonderful.
It was, until Herb handed me a fish to clean.
You mean all they do is fish?
Oh, we sail once in a while. We sail out to where they fish.
Oh, you'll probably get to like it. And if you don't, just tell Herb.
Harriet, if he had to choose between the boat and me, who'd be there to cook all those fish for him?
Oh, Mary, I'm sure it isn't that bad.
Oh, well, I could ask for a nicer husband. He's a real swell guy, but I guess it just never enters the male skull that us wives might not like to do the things they do.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. Ozzie and I usually settle on something we both like.
Or at least you think so.
Well, maybe that's it.
Of course it is. We've been wives so long, we just naturally give in. But we even get to believing we really do like all this stuff our husbands like to do.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I do. Now, I know you don't like to bowl, but how many times have you gone bowling with Ozzie?
Well, a number of times.
Uh-huh. And how many times have you danced lately?
Well, almost as often.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ozzie dances me around every time he rolls a strike.
I thought so. Oh, say, I almost forgot. I really just dropped by to see if I couldn't talk you and Ozzie into coming over to our house tonight. I thought we might have a few couples in for bridge.
Oh, it sounds wonderful to me. I'll ask Ozzie if it's okay with him. I just want to make sure he hasn't made any other plans.
Oh, sure. I understand.
Well, I'm sure... That is, I'm sure we'll be over.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just give me a call when you find out what Ozzie decides?
But really, Ozzie... Well, all right, that'll be fine. And thanks again for asking us.
Not at all, dear. I hope you can make it.
I don't know why not. but I'll give you a call.
Harriet, guess what?
Oh, hi, dear. What?
I got a big surprise for you.
That sounds nice. What is it?
Well, I just heard there's a big sports show opening downtown tonight at the auditorium.
Oh?
I understand it's real great. They've got all kinds of swell sporting equipment on display. Fishing reels, sleeping bags, elephant guns.
Sailboats.
Yeah, probably. How did you know?
Oh, just call it my woman's intuition.
Well, it's a show you just don't want to miss. At least the guy on the radio really made it sound good.
Well, it sure sounds like something you'd like to see.
No, we'll both enjoy it, Harriet.
Is it going to be on for just one night?
No, I don't think so, but we want to get down there early. We wouldn't want everybody to know all about this new equipment before we do.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want Catherine Thornberry to buy her elephant gun before I bought mine.
Harriet, there'll be a lot of things for women to see, too.
Oh, maybe so, but we haven't decided if we both want to go yet.
Oh. Well, don't you want to go?
Well, okay, sports, you can count me in.
Oh, swell. We'll have a wonderful time.
Ozzy?
Yeah?
Do you think they'll let people buy things at the show?
Probably. Why?
Nothing. I was just wondering. How much money do you have with you?
Oh, $10 or $15.
Oh, well, I guess I don't have to worry then.
Worry about what?
You couldn't even buy a fourth of a rudder for that.
Hey, Mr. Taptoes.
Oh, hi, Thorny.
Hi. What'd you have for lunch today, a box of birdseed?
No, I'm just in a mellow mood. After all, this is the season for joy and happiness, you know?
Yeah, I know, but a dark cloud has passed into my life.
Dark cloud?
Yeah, in the shape of a deck of cards. I got hooked into going over to the Dunkels for bridge tonight.
Oh, you poor guy. My sympathies go with you.
Yeah, the last time Catherine and I were bridge partners, she didn't speak to me for 2 days.
That's pretty bad, all right.
Bad? It was wonderful. Got bad when she started speaking again. Boy, did she barbecue me. How come you didn't get roped into this fun fest tonight?
I guess we weren't invited.
Oh, yes, you were. Mary told Catherine she'd already spoken to Harriet about it.
Oh? Well, evidently, Harriet would rather go to the sports show.
You're going to a sports show tonight?
Yeah, I'm sorry you can't go with us.
Yeah, so am I. Pretty nice of Harriet. I hope you appreciate that girl, Oz.
Oh, I sure do.
Not that I'm complaining about Catherine, mind you. She's a pretty swell girl, too.
Well, of course she is.
I consider myself a very lucky guy to have a wonderful wife like Catherine. Catherine's not only a beautiful woman, she's intelligent, thoughtful.
Oh, okay, Thorny, I can hear you.
Yeah, but I want to make sure Catherine can. Hey, what kind of a sports show is this? I really haven't heard about it.
Well, neither had I until this afternoon. I saw an advertisement downtown, and I heard a guy talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, it ought to be a lot of fun. You mean Harriet really said she'd rather go to the sports show than play bridge? That's amazing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Thorny. Harriet didn't actually say she'd rather go to the sports show than play bridge. In fact, she didn't even mention the bridge party. Naturally, I know she'd rather go to the sports show.
Why?
Well, don't you think that sports shows are interesting?
Sure, but what does Harriet think of it?
Well, Harriet enjoys things like that. Should have seen the reaction I got when I mentioned going to the sports show.
Pretty enthusiastic?
Well, she didn't exactly turn any cartwheels or dance up and down clapping her hands or throw her arms around me.
What did she do?
Well, she nodded her head and she said, fine, fine, dear.
Really got carried away, huh?
Well, Thorny, we took Harry and Catherine to the automobile show a few months ago, and they sure didn't seem bored to me.
Oh, no, they had a lot of fun sitting there knitting.
Maybe Harriet can finish the other sock this time. Look, Thorny, if she didn't want to go, she'd say something.
I don't know. Harriet's a pretty good sport.
Well, certainly. Since she is such a good sport, don't you think she'd enjoy the sports show? You see the connection there?
Well, you'll enjoy it, so what's the problem?
Well, Thorny, I'm not going to enjoy it if Harriet doesn't, but...
Well, if you say so.
Pretty sure she would have said something. than anything, so obviously she really wants to go to the sports show.
Oh, sure.
You're certainly not saying very much.
Well, I hate to interrupt you while you're convincing yourself.
Not trying to convince myself. I know Harriet will have a good time. Sports shows are very interesting and very entertaining, and she'll have a lot of fun.
You sure of that?
I'm convinced.
Good. That didn't take long, is it?
Look at it this way. Suppose Harriet does want to go to the bridge party. Now, I don't particularly care for bridge parties, so she's simply doing something I want to do for a change by going to the sports show.
Yeah, but how do you know it's a change? How do you know she doesn't always go along with you like this, never thinking of herself, just doing the things you want to do?
It's ridiculous.
You think so?
Of course I do. I won't even dignify it with a denial.
Okay.
Naturally, I do deny it.
Sure, but prove it.
We do a lot of things Harriet wants to do. We always watch the television programs she likes.
Such as?
Well, the boxing matches from the stadium.
Well, you don't really believe that women are interested in fights, do you?
Well, sometimes we watch lady wrestlers.
Oh, you'll have to do better than that.
Well, I can't really think of anything right off the bat. Now, wait a minute, there's baseball. No. Believe me, Harriet wants to go to the sports show. She wouldn't have said she wanted to go if she didn't want to go.
Oh, then she said she wanted to go.
Well, she didn't really say she wanted to go, but she didn't say she didn't want to go. I mean, if she didn't, she wouldn't, but she is, so she wasn't.
You know, I never really thought of it that way before.
Doggone it, Thorny, sometimes you're a very confusing person.
Ozzy?
Yes, dear. Smells like you're baking an apple pie.
That's right.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why are you baking an apple pie?
Well, I thought you liked apple pie.
Well, I do, but is that the only reason you're baking it?
Well, no, the boys like apple pie, too.
Well, of course, but do you like apple pie?
Certainly.
That's all I wanted to know.
If you'd rather have me bake some other kind of pie...
No. If you like apple pie, then let's have it. I just thought maybe you like, custard pie a little better.
Well, I guess I could bake a custard pie if you really want one.
No, Harry, please. It's not what I want, it's what you want. Let's have apple pie.
All right.
Would you like to watch television for a while?
You mean right now?
Well, yes, if you'd like to.
Well, I didn't think they had boxing in the afternoon.
No, not boxing. Whatever you'd like to see. They have some very interesting programs on today.
Oh, of course, the baseball game. Well, I won't have time, but you go ahead and enjoy
yourself. No, you don't understand. I meant some woman's program. I believe there's a very good cooking show on this afternoon, isn't it? They tell you how to whip up different kinds of dishes and give recipes for interesting desserts.
Ozzy.
Yes, dear?
If you'd rather have something besides an apple pie, just say so.
No. I love apple pie.
Are you trying to tell me that the meals haven't been too good lately?
No, of course not. The meals have been swell. You're a wonderful cook. I just thought you might enjoy watching television.
Well, maybe later.
Okay, fine.
What's the matter?
Just looking at that dress you're wearing.
Do you like it?
Yes, I always like you in blue.
I know, that's why I bought it.
Do you like yourself in blue?
Well, yes, it's a very flattering color.
But you'd really prefer something else?
Oh, no, I like this dress. But if you don't like it...
No, I like it if you like it.
Well, of course I like it. If you like it...
Harriet, I don't want you to like something just because I like it. I want you to like it because you like it.
All right, dear. If that's what you'd like.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Pop.
Oh, hi, David.
How was the roller skating?
Oh, we didn't go.
Well, what happened?
Well, remember that stuff you told me this morning, Pa? You know, about being a yes man?
Yeah.
Well, I talked it over with Marilyn. I told her I really didn't care too much about roller skating, but I'd go if she wanted to.
And what did she say?
Well, she said she didn't care too much for roller skating either. She thought I did. She said she just wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. So I said I just wanted to do whatever she wanted to do.
What did you end up doing?
Nothing. We just walked around trying to figure out what we wanted to do. When we finally decided we just wanted to walk around, it was time to go home.
Doesn't sound like you had much of an afternoon.
Oh, I had a swell time. I made a big discovery, too.
What's that?
Well, when you're with somebody you like, you don't mind doing anything, even if it's nothing.
Yes, that's very true.
Heck, roller skating, walking, or just talking is fun when you're with a girl you like.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel the same way myself.
No, I do, too. Long as we're together, Harriet, I enjoy myself, no matter what we do.
The same here.
So, if you'd like to go to the Dunkels and play bridge...
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to worm out of taking me to the sports show.
Now, Harriet, it's nice of you to try and kid me along, but I know you aren't interested in a sports show.
I certainly am. I'm dying to see all those new fashions.
Fashions? What fashions?
Oh, don't you try and kid me along either. You knew this was a preview of all the new summer sports fashions for women.
Well, it's something I thought you might enjoy. You know what I said? I enjoy doing anything as long as it's with you. How long do you think we'll be stuck? That is, how long show is?
Oh, a couple of hours. There's a chance you might enjoy it, too. They'll have girls modeling the latest play suits.
Oh.
And girls modeling the latest sun suits. And girls modeling the latest bathing suits.
Wow.
Maybe we'd better go over to the Dunkel.
No. Harriet, don't be silly.
Well, I didn't like that gleam in your eye.
Oh, it was just a little reflection from the light.
Shining off your teeth.
Look, I know you're dying to go to the sports show, so let's go. I'll try not to be too bored.
I'll bet.
After all, you do a lot of things I want to do, so why shouldn't I do something you want to do for a change?
Oh, that's very generous of you.
I guess I'd better make a little confession, though.
I'm listening.
Well, I really thought this sports show was going to be a display of sporting equipment and instead of a display of... whatever they're going to display.
I suspected it came as a bit of a shock.
Naturally, I won't try to back out. I'm trapped.
So I wonder if we ought to make reservations.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. You know how popular these shows are.
Mm-hmm. There'll probably be a big crowd of trapped men there.
Do you want me to give them a call down there?
No, I'll do it.
Well, try and get fairly good seats. I don't want you to miss anything.
Hmm. I'll see if I can get seats in the 12th row.
Fine.
Balcony.
Harriet, don't be ridiculous. You think I'd be interested in a bunch of gorgeous girls walking around? Well, let me put it this way.
All right, dear, you go ahead and make reservations. Get them in the first row if you want to.
No, I don't think I'll be that lucky. The American Legion has probably bought out the first 8 rows. I'll give them a call, though.
Pop's a pretty good sport, isn't he, Mom?
Yes, your father's a very generous and considerate man, David.
You know something, Mom? When I get married, I hope I get a girl just like you.
Well, thank you, dear. How would you like to spoil your dinner with a nice big piece of apple pie?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.